produce anything new, or that we're just frozen with what they produced 3 or 4 months ago. What I am concerned about is this, that on the commercials, the ads, the only thing we have is the Defense ad, which is good, the hard hat ad, which is good, and the twisting and turning, which is good. On the other hand, to my amazement, I found that there is no ad which is on amnesty. I mean, it's mentioned in the one, I know. But I mean, and there's no ad on Vietnam about turning the government over there. Now, part of that is because of the, I know, the bad of the Peter outfit, but not a bad, it's not a good issue. But my point is that next week, with the opposition coming out with their program on Vietnam, you really, rather than answering on it, you really ought to slap them hard on that he's for a program to turn the South Vietnam over to the communists, in other words. Figuring out what is really the toughest thing, and give answers to that, doctors and surgery and so forth. You get what I mean? And I figure that unless we have something like that, we're very foolish not to be ready with it. Because we'll be talking about taxes and inflation, and the rest of the people are not, got to be, not be damn well interested in that one. They're knocking the hell out of us on bombing and other things. But I want you to, yes, as a matter of fact, just check in the morning with those people over there at the committees, you know, that we want to know what Vietnam ads do we have that we can run. Now, of course, it's fine for Conley to make a speech. Laird, incidentally, should include in his speech and press conference a very strong defense of the effectiveness of the bombing. Yeah, that's right. And he understands that it's been effective and it's right. And so forth, you know, that it's for military targets on these resorts. So, yeah. Did you understand it? Yeah. Right. Well, this Sunday, that's right. But let's get that out before the other public gets out. The effective, so that the bombing has been effective, the mine essential and effective, the bombing, the mining has been essential and effective. But what I'm getting at is if a government coming out with a peace plan, which undoubtedly is going to be involved, a softness with regard to and also with this continued vulnerability on amnesty, there should be something that gets on that one subject. Now, Mitchell, when I raised it to him, because he was there when they made him, he said, well, the Peter group and all felt that, but loses vote among the young. And I said to Mitchell, I said, well, that may be, but I said, God damn it, it's a good national vote, and let the young vote go to hell if that's the case. You lose the Jewish young, that's about all. We may get it for other reasons in any event, but my point is that on the amnesty thing, as you know, there's a lot of Jewish kids run off to Canada. And McGovern, you know, slobbering over these poor, unfortunate people that made the wrong moral decision. Now, bullshit, we're not going to allow that, but the point is for us not to have two or three good Vietnam ads this week is a hell of a hole in our operation. How hard would you agree? I don't know what we can do now. Of course, Connolly will hit it in the speech, and Laird will hit it, and Rogers will, but the day before, but they're going to come out with their own Vietnam plan. This is the time for us to have ads, 5 minutes, be just knocking their brains out. I mean, attacking him on Vietnam. I mean, that he's for a sellout to the communists. He's exploited, you know, the POW thing. We know now that's a good issue for us. He's played, had all his line on the POWs. And I did that and the amnesty, those three. POWs. No, that's turning the country over to Vietnam. But also, turning it over to the communists is a very, very, very sensitive issue. Which, of course, is what he's done. His plan will involve that. That's why it must be it directly. They don't want to get it basically, they feel that it loses us with the young. The hell with the young, we're going to lose some of them for the rest. The point is, it ought to be hit as a moral thing. God damn it, it's wrong. And I have hit over and over again. Now, God damn it, they've got to follow my lead and quit farting around here. The whole price office, I know, except for Buchanan, is off on this in the wrong. like any of them ever asked for. And get it approved. I'll put it in. I'd like you to report to Haldeman now that you couldn't get that approved. You've got to do it, because we have got to get these people. And that is. You want to bring in China? Well. That's what may have fucked him out. Tuesday's what he indicated. I didn't discuss with him there. He doesn't want him there. He doesn't go with his parents. But it doesn't mean he's letting go for Tuesday. Right. Great. Great. And a bit of amnesty and help to but also, please, 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 for once, get this about 8 bad quotes on and the direct quotes so that they just freak it up and read. Here is what he said. Quote, 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 quote. Please disagree. Can you do that, please? I mean, we just put that on one page, so you know these guys are going to find it. Dumping fuel and turning the country over to the communists. Just get the direct quotes. Good, good.
The west.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we could have them. And you see, the difficulty is the ads we got, the defense ad is not related to Vietnam. And the hard hat ad is not related to Vietnam. The only one that does is in a very tangential way is he's changed his position. Now you see, now that's wrong for these people over there who worked all this time and not have an ad on Vietnam, goddammit, when it's a good issue. Well, they should have had one. They should have had one. There's some terrible mistake, and it's because of the, as I said, it's because of the bend of it. That's the way they believe. Let's face it. No, but the people that do ads basically are, even though with us, they're for us, I'm going to say, but basically they're liberal. Let's face it. Or am I wrong? What? commercial, if you know it.